Here and we'll hit record.
All right.
Okay.
Are we ready?
We are ready and recording.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome everyone. I had to grab the agenda here, so I'm sure to quote the right date and time and everything else like that. Today is September the 25th, and I see here on my desktop that the time is approximately 4:33 in the afternoon. Today's hearing is for the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Peace Officer Merit Commission, and we are assembled. I will note that all three commissioners are in attendance today. We are all participating electronically. So thank you again for making that possible, as it is, it's helpful from time to time for us to be able to participate this way. Let's see, we have two items to address on today's agenda. The first of which is to review and approve the meeting minutes for August 7th and 12th of this past month. We had a couple of meetings. So with that, I'll turn to my fellow commissioners and ask if any of you has any questions or changes or edits that you've noted. I do have a couple of things I wanted to maybe just comment on and maybe ask for, but I'll come back to that. Commissioners?
I read them. I didn't have anything specific, so I'll wait to hear from you.
Okay. Commissioner Bertram?
No comments.
Okay. All right. Then I guess it's just me in this case. And to some degree, maybe it's just formatting. I think it's helpful. I don't know if we need to bring those up on the screen, but one thing I noted that might be helpful is to, I like it when documents can stand alone and it's clear what I'm looking at. So one thing I was going to suggest we note is that other than just stating Peace Officer Merit Commission at the top, that we clarify that this is for the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office. We are that Merit Commission, and that would be on both sets of minutes. I guess I'll go in chronological order here if I can get my screen to work. Let's see here. I'm gonna get to the August 7th meeting minutes first. That probably really was the only other comment. Again, this next comment is going to really just be true for both sets of minutes. It's helpful to note, which members of the commission were present. That's noted. Any members who were excused, and others present, which of course include staff, merit staff, those assisting the commission. But I noted that throughout the minutes, there are the names of individuals who spoke in those proceedings are highlighted, so it makes it easy to tell when a certain statement or reference is being attributed to an individual. What's not clear in some cases, because the names of those individuals are not highlighted in the others present category or elsewhere, doesn't explain who they are or their affiliation. In the case of the minutes for August the 7th, I know that we had some comments that we took when we opened it up to public comment, representatives from the employee groups and others whose names are highlighted, but there's no explanation as to who they are or their affiliation. I think it helps to have some context to know who they are and the reasons behind their comment. Does that make sense?
That does, Commissioner Salazar, and I have noted that, and we can add, we take a role and, instead of the role, we can add that, to the meeting, minutes, and you know, the titles. So we'll make those changes with those meeting minutes on both sets.
Okay. All right. I think just simply even noting that in the others present, their name and their affiliation or their association is probably sufficient for that. The only other thing that I noticed skimming this is that there was, and I'm surprised that Commissioner Spellbrook, you did not catch this, or at least call it out. There's a reference to, in the second meeting minutes, the August 12th minutes. I can't remember what page it is. I'm going to find it here, but it would be reference to legal counsel. Counsel is spelled C-O, it's misspelled. It should be counsel, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, and not C-I-L.
I've got
that. Did I get that right, Commissioner Stonebrook? You're on mute. Commissioner Stonebrook, you're on mute.
I'm just trying to save us all from my little dog. So yes, that is right. That's just when we're talking about Zach, isn't it, Lancaster?
Yeah,
versus the county council, you know, yes, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, got that noted.
That's all I caught.
Well then, I would be ready to make a motion that we approve both of them, the 7th and the 12th.
I'll second that.
Okay, moved and seconded to approve the minutes with those edits. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
All right. That takes us to agenda item number two. Approval of a temporary assignment of Deputy Jason. I'm going to mess this up. Sorry.
Jarosak.
I'll actually help you and say Jarosak.
Jarosak. Okay. All right. Thank you both. To Sergeant, pursuant to the Peace Officer Merit Commission policy, the policy cited here is 3100 Section 2. So, Ms. Lucy, you want to talk us through this?
Yeah. So, we have a current sergeant who is been deployed on long-term military leave. And as a result of that, you know, he is not there to act in that capacity. And so generally in these types of situations, or, you know, when we don't have, you know, an active register, we have requested a temporary appointment. Mr. Jarosak, or Deputy Jarosak, is actually number one on the current sergeant register. But again, we're unable to promote him because the current sergeant under military rights has the right to return to that sergeant position following the long-term military leave. So this would be a temporary appointment while that individual is away. And then once they returned, then Deputy Jarosak would go back to his deputy position. Unless in the interim there were, you know, vacancies and promotions, and then we would have to see, you know, how all of that played out.
Questions from members of the commission?
How long is the gentleman going to be gone?
I'm turning to Captain Torres.
Aaron Torres, Captain of the Public Safety Bureau. He's gone for 12 months. His total deployment was 12 months from August, so about 11 months remaining.
So he has already left.
Correct.
Just Korea, one of the, because that is a long deployment, you know, they're with this list, if an opening becomes, let's say that somebody, you know, retires during that 11 month, would it be your intent then to promote Deputy Jarosak at that point and to give him the merit position?
I'm going to again defer to Captain Torres.
And my understanding is that would be a decision for the sheriff at that point, whether based off of the list. Yep. And obviously the fact that Deputy Jarosak is number one on the list, certainly be in consideration for that.
But keep in mind, we do have the rule of three. So certainly, as Captain Torres said, he would be in consideration. You know, the sheriff does utilize and generally interview the top three.
And just to get a point of clarification, at this point, his position, Deputy Drosak will fill the role as a sergeant, give the temporary, he would get the pay, he would get the stripes, but it would be based on only a temporary position that could then be removed when the active duty sergeant returns.
That is accurate.
And, okay. But and just with regards to funding wise, and not that this is a significant issue for me, but while he's deployed, his full-time position salary allocation is not being paid out to him in any way, except for his benefits to URS, that is being held. So that theoretically that position could be filled by a merited position. And then when that sergeant returned, if there wasn't an allocation, then the sheriff would have to make a decision whether they've overpromoted one or, you know, how they would deal with that if there was not any, through attrition, there wasn't an opening, correct?
Yeah, then you would be looking at a reduction in force, yeah.
Or an over, I mean, and I know throughout the 35 years, they have overpromoted by one different positions from time to time, which is a funding issue for the sheriff, I would presume, meaning that you take a deputy's position, don't fill it, and then make up the difference in funding at a sergeant if you've overpromoted by one in this case.
Yeah, and I think those have been looked at, and at this point we're already short, you know, on deputies, and so to, you know, leave a deputy allocation or overpromote does not seem to be a viable solution. But again, I'll turn to Captain Torres and see if he has anything to offer on that.
No, I really don't have anything to add on that. I think, again, that would just be a decision that would have to be made at the time if that circumstance came up, and would certainly be up to the sheriff.
Right, and I think just a clarification is the overpromotion only occurs once the deployed member comes back. Then you've got one too many sergeants.
That's accurate, yeah.
And I would just ask, and I guess Corita, and then go to Captain Corris, is that and maybe even Chief Booth, that's been something I guess that has been discussed, and at this point is not what the sheriff or the command wants to do.
Chief Huth, are you on and able to respond to that? I know she had a vet issue with her dog, but I see her on, but not sure if she's
here. Hey, I am here. Sorry, guys. Can you repeat that, Commissioner Bertram? I didn't hear exactly what the question was that you're asking.
No, and I know you've got something very important occurring right now. But my question was that I know that historically, both during my time, that there have been times when we've overpromoted, meaning that we don't have an allocation for a sergeant or lieutenant, and we've overpromoted by one, allowed that to occur. In this case, the possibility would be is to actually give a merited position. It wouldn't be an overpromotion until the deployed member came back and there wasn't, through attrition, an opening at that point. And then, you know, the sheriffs in the past have covered that until there is, through attrition, an opening. It's just you're overpromoted by one. I'm asking the question in this circumstance, because he's going to be gone for such a long period of time, 11 more months, is there a consideration for that to promote, give the merited position, and then deal with the overpromotion when he comes back, if in fact there's not an opening through attrition?
Yeah, I believe, and Korea can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the acting in position is only 6 months. Is that accurate, Korea?
It is, but it can be extended.
So I think that's what we're looking at, commissioners, is just that we're looking at that 6 months and then reevaluate when we find out, you know, more updates on the orders for Sergeant Miyamoto. And then we make a decision whether we would extend that for another 6 months.
So that is the request, is the temporary assignment would be for a 6 month period.
Yes.
Thanks. Other questions, Commissioner?
No.
Okay.
After 6 months, would, let's say there was something else that it was still going to go on for the whole full year, could they conceivably move someone else in for the second 6 months if it wasn't working out with the individual that's planned for now? Or would we have to meet again to do that?
Karina, do you know, I think that we'd probably have to meet again when
that's
we to just reassign if we did move to another person or even to extend that position?
Yeah, so we would, and I believe we've talked about that, you know, there's an opportunity there maybe to give someone else, you know, a chance. There may be a promotion, you know, in the interim. It just really depends, you know, where we're at, you know, in that 6 months. It may be in the best interest to continue to request an extension on, you know, Deputy Jurosak's assignment. I think that's why we're saying let's look at 6 months and where we're at and then make a decision what is in the best interest of, you know, the Public Safety Bureau at that time.
Karina, just a question. If, I mean, under these circumstances, I mean, if you were to go Deputy Jurosak for 6 months, then go somebody else for 6 months, and then 6 months, could you, and I guess I was looking through policy, could you just continue to extend and reappoint somebody in that position, you know, for longer periods of time?
Well, if it's the same person, then it's an extension. But if we appoint someone else, then that's a new appointment, a new, you know, 6 months. So we only need to do the extension if it's the same individual.
Okay, but theoretically, hypothetically, you could continue to just replace that person every 6 months with a temporary position. Or are is there, and as I went through the policy, I didn't know that there was there an end at that where you have to actually then promote somebody for merit? I didn't see that. I mean, it could temporarily continue to promote and fill that position temporarily.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, we're looking at a year. We do have an end, you know, deadline for this. I think if it was beyond that, then obviously then we look at some kind of, you know, promotion. I don't think our intent is to, you know, every 6 months, you know, keep rotating, replacing. I think the max would be 1 6-month, you know, appointment and then another 6 month, you know, appointment. It appears that at that time the sergeant should be returning. If not, then, you know, maybe we look at a, you know, a longer term solution.
Let me ask a couple of questions. It's kind of maybe turning in a different direction. With regard to the list, so we, is this a new list? How, because I'm trying to understand the likelihood that there may be a promotional opportunity that comes up during this, either this 6 month period or year period, that the other deputy is, or the sergeant is out on military leave. Is this a new list? I can't remember exactly. Remind me when we recently approved this latest.
July.
Yeah, so July was when the list was certified.
Okay, so it is new.
Yeah.
It is new. Okay. And I don't know, so I'm going to ask, I mean, is there a, I would assume that there's probably some likelihood that there will be promotional opportunities that come up for sergeants during this time period. Is that fair?
I'm turning to Captain Torres again.
Yeah, and all I could say is historically, one promotion off of a 2-year list is possible. It's likely, but obviously not guaranteed.
Okay. And of course, we don't have any idea of when that might happen or even if it will happen.
Correct. There's nothing in the pipeline right now.
Okay. How many others do we have on the list in total right now?
Is there five?
Yeah, there's five more.
Five?
Six.
And a total of five?
Yeah.
And, well, a total of six. Right. There's five more, I think.
Okay.
So five more, total of six, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I think everything that you've said so far coincides with, you know, how I would interpret the policy, and that is, although I didn't necessarily note that the 6-month time limit, that, you know, this, the request before us today is for a, for this specific special assignment, for this specific deputy to fill this this vacancy that now exists due to the sergeant being out on military leave. And so if there were any change to that, either the individual who were considering to fill that role, or, you know, again, if the time period lapses and we need to come in and revisit that again, that'll be a new request. Karina, were you going to say something?
Yeah. I wanted to clarify in the 6-month, and that's probably why you weren't aware. So we have the Merit Commission, where we need to get your approval for the temporary appointment. But then there's an acting in agreement that is through County HR. And pursuant to that County HR policy, the maximum is 6 months with the option to extend. And so we have a couple of components that are going on, and that's the pay piece and, you know, where they get the higher pay and you know, that's approved through that acting in agreement through the county. So that's where the 6 months comes in.
Okay. Now coming back to the policy, and we appreciate you pointing out before today's meeting here, I guess there is a question with regard to the policy. The policy, I don't know if you have it there to display for everybody or not, but this would be 3100.2 notes a temporary appointment may be approved by the Merit Commission pending the completion of an examination when there is no eligible employee promotion or reemployment register in existence. And Karina, you pointed out to us that this situation is unique in that here in this case, there is in fact a register in existence. And so the wording of it in that policy presents a bit of a question, at least, as to whether this fits or not. But then you also shared with us policy 1100 in 3.0, 3.1 specifically, wherein you feel like there may be some flexibility, for lack of a better word, for us to still approve this this special or this temporary appointment, given the approach and the specific problem that we're trying to address.
Yeah,
I see that correctly.
That's accurate. And if I could read that, it is, like you said, under purpose and philosophy of the Peace Officer Merit Commission, policy 1100. Section 3.1 interpretation. It is the intent of the Merit Commission that these policies and procedures be interpreted within the purpose and the spirit of Chapter 17-30A, which is the statute, a state statute on the Merit Commission, on the basis of a fair and a reasonable approach to specific problems and situations as necessary and proper and not prohibited by law.
Commissioners, I guess I'd like to bring that up to us for discussion. I mean, any questions you have about any of that or how any of that fits in this particular situation, concerns?
I don't have any concerns about it, especially not just jumping out to the 12 months to take it at the 6 months. At a time and reevaluate. That gives everyone a chance to be sure that it is what was anticipated.
Senator Bertram?
Yeah, and I brought up earlier, there is a bit of a concern with that, just because we do have such a brand new register. We have It's not as if this is a 3 or 6 month deployment, it's a 12 month deployment. And so, you know, and again, historically, the institutional practice has not on a consistent basis, I'll say that, but there have been limited times where a sheriff has overpromoted. That would not be the case until this individual returns, that the overpromotion actually exists. As Captain Torres says, not uncommon to promote 1 in 2 years. So I do see maybe a, you know, hesitation that in a year or 11 months that they are overpromoted by one, they take a deputy position away, you know, and keep the overpromotion until through attrition they go back even. That's my only concern with this. I do see that there are special circumstances that the sheriff's office can request, and this would will fit in that. But I do want to, you know, say that the way the policy has been used in my experience over 3 decades has always been when we've run out of a test and we just need somebody, you know, in a position for a short period of time while we make adjustments. And I say that we as an organization make adjustments until we can cover that through merit positions. So that is my only concern.
Karina, I mean, in terms of precedent, I mean, is that an accurate assumption to make that we've not had this sort of situation come up before?
So generally we have done them through an acting in, you know, agreement. Now, generally it's more when, you know, maybe we don't have a register and you know, there's a, you know, a lapse, but we have utilized the acting in. And I'm wondering if that was something that maybe UPD, you know, didn't have or, you know, was an earlier, where our budget is much more tight. And as far as over promotions, I don't know that we have done that in several years, just because of budget. And like, you know, we said in this situation, it's not uncommon, especially with PSB being a smaller bureau, that there isn't a promotion. Same with our lieutenant, you know, list. You know, we've gone, you know, a couple of tests where there has not been a promotion. And so I think the worry is that, you know, we do that and then now we're overstaffed with sergeants. There's a cost eliminating a deputy position that's critical, that's, you know, needed. I think there's concerns, and this generally has been the way that we have handled it. Absent in this case, it's a military situation. So, but I believe again, with that interpretation saying that the Merit Commission, you know, has the authority to take a fair and reasonable approach to specific problems and situations as necessary and proper and not prohibited by law. And I don't believe this, you know, would be prohibited by law.
I was going to ask a follow-up question to that. And so you made reference to acting in, and the policy references temporary assignment, which is what we're being asked to, or temporary appointment, rather,
yeah,
which is what we're being asked to approve. Are those two different things?
So the temporary appointment is what the Merit Commission is being asked to approve, and then there's the acting in agreement, and that is a county policy. So I'm wondering if that wasn't something that was under UPD where, you know, Commissioner Bertram was familiar and they over, you know, filled those positions, not maybe having that agreement. But that is something that is in place now, allows, you know, the individual to be compensated, gives them the experience. But as far as funding, allows us to make sure that we're not putting ourselves in a bad situation with not being able to fund the position, with needing to get rid of a position that we need. And so this has seemed to be a better solution.
When you talk about agreement, assuming this goes forward, is there some sort of written agreement in place then that being between the sheriff's office and the deputy who is temporarily filling this role, so that it's clear that this is a temporary assignment and it will end at some point. Obviously when the sergeant returns from active duty, he has a right to that to reclaim that position. That's maybe getting a little further into the weeds, but is that laid out clearly so that, again, everybody's clear and knows that this is a temporary?
Yes, that's laid out, and the pay, the starting date, the end date, it has to be signed by the county HR director, by the sheriff, by obviously the deputy that's in the, acting in. So it's a very formal, and everyone understands the terms of that.
Okay. I have one more thing. When it's been quite a while since I was at Salt Lake City Police Department, but during that time there were people who had periods of extended leave, and there was 120 days that was the period of time that a person could serve in a temporary spot, and then another one would have to cycle in, and another one every 120 days. Now, I didn't go through the effort of looking for full police department policies or what have you, but has that come to you at all, or has it always been 6 months, Rita?
The acting in has been 6 months since I have been here, so yeah.
Okay, that's good.
And that sounds like it's a policy that applies not just to the sheriff's office, but countywide.
Yes, that's accurate.
Okay, that's fine.
Other questions from the commission? If not, then let's open this up for public comment. And again, I noticed that we have a couple of others online with us here today, and obviously those in the room, and I think we can see directly behind you, Farida.
Yeah.
It looks like there might be somebody to I'm not sure if that's your left or right, but that direction that you're looking now.
Yeah.
So anyone who would like to make a comment, again, feel free to come forward. Just ask that you state your name and your affiliation so that we have that for the record.
Pull this chair over here. So. Anyone wanting to make a comment?
Yeah, I guess I'll just comment. Mark Cause, Lieutenant with Public Safety Bureau. Can you see me all right?
Yes.
I'm just saying I'm very much for this assignment. I supervise the shift that the vacancy is at with Sergeant Miyamoto being gone on military. It's a busy shift. It's in our afternoon shift. It's one of the busiest ones we have. And there's definitely a need for a supervisor role there on duty during the afternoon shift. And I think Deputy Drosak is ready and willing, and I think we need him. So I'm very much supportive of it.
Thank you.
Sergeant Trent Ingersoll from the Public Safety Bureau. About 4.5 years ago, I actually served as an acting and sergeant similar to this position that is being asked for here. And so I can relate to the need and can speak to the fact that with the Bureau being down a sergeant and the need to fill that is huge. And I've also supervised the shift that he will be going to. And so I support not only Jason and to have him fill the role, but also the need that our Bureau has to have that role filled while our sergeant is out on military.
All right, thank you. Chief Youth?
Hey, Chair, Commissioner, thank you so much. Sorry for my absence in person, but I also just want to echo what Sergeant Ingersoll stated, as well as Lieutenant Hawes. We've used this in the past, and it's been very successful, and Lieutenant Hawes is in desperate need of some supervision on that afternoon shift, and would just ask that you support this request.
And thank you. Anyone else? All right, well, we'll close public comment then and bring it back to the commission. If there's any further discussion, I'll just add that, you have an office to run, and you know, staff are critical. And when you're already running on slim numbers, anytime anybody has to go out for an extended period of time, that requires others to step in and you know help carry the load. And you just need to have those people in place to fill those roles and responsibilities to, in order to make sure that things are running as they need to. So I don't necessarily have any concerns in moving forward on filling this role. I think it meets a critical need for the sheriff's office. And you know, this is just a fact of life. These things come up and need to be able to act accordingly. So, commissioners, anything you'd like to add? Okay.
No, I'm fine.
Well, I don't have any particular concerns. I mean, that this is a fairly unique situation, but you know, given the policies that are established, I would feel confident and comfortable supporting the sheriff's request to move this forward. So I'll make that motion.
And then I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the request. Let's see, make sure I get it stated here, to approve the temporary appointment for Deputy Jason Chorozak to fill this vacant sergeant role. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, there you have it.
Okay. Karina. Thank you. We appreciate the robust discussion, and we appreciate your support. And hope y'all have a great evening.
All right.
You too. Thanks for all you do for us.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.